Good evening, staff and performers of the American Fork High School Band. My name is J.R. Carlisle from Greenville, South Carolina, within the area of Visual Performance Ensemble. I want to congratulate you on your appearance here tonight at the Bands of America St. George, Utah Regional. I got a great advantage to view your program. I'm a former stage left between the 45 and 50. To view it, be back to you ready to get started.
Closing up the song. Imitation Game by Alexander Desplat. This is Burton from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. And Spiritual Planet by Wataru Hokoyama. Bands of America is now to present, in finalist performance, Kermit, Eric Hammond, Mackenzie Rudd, Eric Freitas, and Emily Rogers, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Good expressive quality of the body, seeing the winds coming out of the ground. Good control of body line and orientation in the winds. Wonderful vertical impact. Good silks. Good control of form. Good consistency of body line and orientation of the winds. And good control of the visual decrescendo, good coordination between the pods to the brass stage left. Different approach in how we control space, flutes as we back up, stage right 40, 35, 30. Good consistency of the postural effort and the winds. Good presentation here. No awkward getting that flag block set up into the low brass. Be careful of the trombones, not fully pushing the tracking of the body weight in that curvilinear as it comes around. Pedestrian, the exiting of the color guard on the front stage could be detailed a little stronger. Good control and balance here with the postural effort and the winds. Good imagery created with the lifting of the soloist out of the brass, stage right. A little pedestrian on the restaging effort here. Yeah, you're leading us on the journey as you cross from stage right to left. Looking forward, looking to the distance. Yeah, not quite achieving this form here in the center stage. The relationship here, the imagery of the rotating blocks to the inside the woodwinds to the rotating blocks into the brass. Inside the woodwinds, though, I feel like the woodwinds starting to lose control of the body, not getting that consistent clarity, upper and lower body separation, letting so that rotation happens. You have that lower body lean, you and that squared shoulder block to the sideline.
Good vertical impact here with the color guard.
But, okay. I mean, I saw that the color guard. I just don't think they fully understood what their role was there in terms of articulating the musical line.
Your focus here, where you exactly want my eye drawn, continuing with that searching thematic idea. Again, a little functional, pulling the forms back out of the pods. Variety becomes a little bit of an issue. You lay into the concert arcs an awful lot. Yeah, so variety, some of your impacts become somewhat of an issue. Good expressive quality and detailing here with the bodies and the color guard. I feel like we're losing control of the bodies of the wind performers right now. Great job to highlighting the woodwinds with the weapon tosses they build into the ground. Good layering between the weapons and the poles. Just enjoying it. Well done, American Fork. Well trained. And definitely have a good clarity of understanding on your techniques and how you want the performance to move. And well thought out in terms of where your moments are in the program. And some issues with maybe some of the horizontal structure, how you get from point A to point B. But overall, great job. Well done. Best of luck to you.